This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said Tuesday his country is willing to consider genuine negotiations with Russia. Zelensky said his country is open to talks with Moscow if Ukraine's borders are restored, victims of Russia's invasion and attacks are compensated, and efforts are made to hold perpetrators accountable. Zelensky's preconditions, though, appear to be non-starters for Moscow, so it's unlikely any talks will be occurring in the near future. The Ukrainian president made the comments ahead of his virtual address to world leaders at the UN climate summit being held this week in Egypt. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has been a frequent part of the conversation at this conference as world leaders discussed transition to cleaner energy. Polish President Andrzej Duda told conferees Tuesday the Russian invasion has affected that transition.
Today, our transformation is much more difficult, among other things, due to Russia's criminal aggression against Ukraine, which has inflicted enormous human losses, caused damage to Ukraine's infrastructure, economy, and environment, losses for which the Russian perpetrators should be held accountable and which they should cover.
European Council President Charles Michel agreed with Duda, saying Russia has made addressing climate change more complex and has weaponized energy by destabilizing oil markets. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield is in the Ukraine capital, Kyiv, Tuesday to meet with Ukrainian government leaders and reiterate the U.S.'s unwavering support for Ukraine. In a statement through U.N. spokesman Nate Evans, Thomas-Greenfield said she discussed efforts to minimize the impact of the war on global food security, including through sustaining the U.N.-brokered Black Sea Grain Initiative. This is VOA News. U.S. voters are going to the polls Tuesday to cast ballots in midterm elections that will determine the control of the U.S. Congress for the remaining 2 years of U.S. President Joe Biden's term. In Arizona, meanwhile, a county's plan to count every vote, every ballot by hand has been blocked. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Another county's plan to hand count every ballot has been blocked. In Arizona, a Pima County Superior Court judge issued a ruling that blocked a plan in Cochise County to hand count every ballot instead of just the small sample required by state law to ensure the counting machines are accurate. Republican officials ordered the count after making unfounded claims that vote counting machines were untrustworthy. Supervisor Peggy Judd said many of her constituents believed it was important. After an all-day hearing Friday, the judge agreed with opponents, including the county's elected Republican attorney and the election director for Arizona's Secretary of State, who both testified that a full hand count of early ballots is illegal under Arizona election law. A group called the Arizona Alliance for Retired Americans and the county's own elections director both argued that the last-minute change could cause chaos and potentially delay certification of the election results. Judge Casey McGinley says the county board of supervisors overstepped its legal authority. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S.-based National Hurricane Center says subtropical storm Nicole began strengthening and transitioning into a tropical storm as it's churning towards the northwestern Bahamas and Florida's Atlantic coastline. In an interview with the Associated Press, National Hurricane Center senior specialist Jack Bevin says Nicole will not just affect Florida.
Nicole has got a very large cyclonic envelope. The 40-mile-per-hour or better winds associated with it extend well to the north of the center. So even if it makes landfall somewhere in south or southeastern or east central Florida, the impacts are going to be felt well up the Florida coast and possibly well into Georgia, maybe eventually South Carolina.
Nicole is expected to cross the Bahamas starting later Tuesday and strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane before making landfall in Florida late Wednesday or Thursday. Police in northeastern China say seven people have been arrested after a clash between residents and government authorities who are enforcing COVID-19 quarantine restrictions. China has been reporting new cases nationwide, with 2,200 cases reported Tuesday in the southern manufacturing and technology hub of Guangzhou. While the numbers remain relatively low, China has relentlessly pursued its strict zero-COVID policy. The police department in the Shandong city of Linyi said public security would take strong measures against those who challenge the restrictions. Anti-pandemic measures have prompted backlashes across the country in a rare challenge to the Communist Party authority in the country. More information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.